Subaru sales are running 10.3% up on the same time last year. The all-wheel drive car company's best-selling products, the mid-size Subaru Forester, and its off-road wagon, the Outback. The Subaru Outback is the third best-selling large SUV this year, under $70,000, which is a phenomenal result, given that most buyers want a large, boxy SUV, not a high-riding wagon. Subaru this week released a sports wagon, a vehicle it claims is the spiritual successor to its former GT Liberty wagon. With more interior room to the Liberty, the Laborg five-seat wagon is an impressive performer. The 2-litre flat-four turbo engine links to a CVT automatic, and the performance is most definitely sporty. A superb vehicle on the open road in every respect, in fact one of the most sorted vehicles I've driven recently in terms of grip, steering, ride and handling, although noise intrusion on coarse surfaces really lets it down. As a driver, I found the new Subaru Laborg very satisfying. The styling is, however, a little boring, and I don't know whether I'd want a wagon body in such a high-performing sports vehicle. At $42,990 for the Laborg GT and $48,890 for the higher-grade GTS, I personally would rather buy the excellent Subaru Outback wagon for much the same money. Little wonder that the Outback is currently selling up a storm, around 1,000 vehicles a month, our third best-selling large SUV. I'm David Berthon.